You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yeah, sure. So I led that particular session. That was a room full of people who are lenders. They were social agencies, government agencies, all of those sorts of people. And the discussion was around how we can help people who are struggling get into safe and reliable motor vehicles that they can afford, and also get them away from dodgy lenders that charge far too much in the way of interest and all that sort of thing, to actually borrow the money to buy a car. So we came up with three options. One was affordable ownership, where they effectively, we set up a group of approved dealers and approved finance companies who will provide good quality vehicles at reasonable prices and at reasonable rates of interest. And that's a pool that they can people can access if they want to actually own a car. And it's also a place that they can go to for advice around what's the most suitable vehicle for them, what's the most suitable finance product, how to maintain their vehicle and keep it on the road and keep it safe and roadworthy, all of that sort of thing. There was a second option, which was a social leasing model, where vehicles that come to the end of their first lease, which are usually about 5 or 7 years old, and they're still in very good condition, they've been well maintained, all of that sort of thing, are put into a pool for people to access on a social leasing basis. So rather than actually paying the cost of servicing the loan, so loan repayments and interest, what they're paying for is the maintenance, the average maintenance cost, the registration, the insurance, those sorts of running costs in order to keep the car on the road. So they're going to keep it updated, keep it maintained, have the new tyres put on it when they need it, all of that sort of thing. So that'll mean it's safer, the vehicles are safer, but hopefully more affordable. And then the third option was to have a pool of cars available in the community on a community ride-sharing basis. So, you know, for example, if you've got a situation where the family needs a people mover to get the kids to one place, but one partner's got to get to work, then perhaps they could use the community ride-sharing model and, you know, have the people mover at home that they might be leasing or owning or whatever, but then the other partner can access a smaller vehicle to get them to and from work. So that's effectively the three options that we're looking at trying to develop further.
A large focus for government and local government is improving forms of public transport. Why is it important to increase access to motor vehicles?
Because the public transport system doesn't actually provide the service that it needs to for a lot of people. So if you live in a rural area, for example, you don't have access to public transport. If you live in a part of town where you've got to get your kids to one place in the morning and then get yourself to somewhere else, public transport doesn't necessarily always lend itself to that either. If you're working shift work and you're working odd hours, you know, public transport options in the middle of the night are not that great either. So yeah, public transport's one way of doing it, and improving the public transport service in all of our major towns and cities would be a good step in the right direction, but it's just not there yet. And it's, you know, people still have to rely on their vehicles.
So, yeah, you mentioned people in rural areas. But I'm from a rural area, and, yeah, there is no public transport. The only public transport I can think of is the courtesy van to the local pub.
That's
about right, yeah. But vehicle ownership is obviously more important in those areas. But how would some of those schemes work in rural areas, such as community sharing schemes?
Maybe they won't in very small places, but then that's why we came up with three options that potentially could work. So affordable ownership or the social leasing model would probably work in those situations. So, you know, the social leasing and the community ride share are a little bit of a mind shift for a lot of people in terms of the fact that they don't actually own the vehicle. But in terms of things like the social leasing model, they have access to the vehicle when they need it. The community ride sharing, again, they'll have access to the vehicle when they need it, but it just, you know, it's scalable in some ways, I guess, and it'll work better in larger areas than it probably will in a very small town or a rural area. But that's why we came up with three options, because we're not saying this is the one option that's going to work for everybody. We're saying these are three options that can potentially work for everybody, you know, depending on which alternative suits people the best.
How does the affordable ownership model differ from what's currently available? Having a pool of cars available at select dealers and finances could monopolise the scheme, so what controls would be put in place?
We haven't actually worked out a lot of the detail of these ideas yet. The one-day forum that we all got together to talk about these things was basically to come up with options that could work. What we've got to go away and do now is work out how exactly we make them work. But the situation that we've got now is that, you know, if a responsible lender says that they can't help somebody, then the person who's looking for a car and who needs a car to get themselves to work or get their kids to school or whatever is driven really to the dodgy end of town. So they end up going to a dodgy dealer who refers them to a dodgy finance company. So they're paying over the odds for a vehicle that potentially isn't even safe. And then they're also paying massive interest rates on a loan. If we can make it more affordable for them to buy safer cars, and as I say, this would be a group of approved dealers. It's not about price fixing or any of that sort of thing. It's about having access to a range of motor vehicles so that people can buy what they need to meet their needs and their family's needs, but try to make the loan repayments as affordable as possible. And that's why we also had the government working with us, because it's all about not just what can industry do. So it was an industry-led forum, but it's not just about what industry can do for people. It's about what we can all do together. So that's government and social agencies and industry and banks and everybody.
Okay, with the community sharing scheme, already there's lots of phone apps such as Your Drive, Moovo, CityHop. But obviously these apps would limit accessibility to those with smartphones and mobile data. So would the scheme differ from what's currently available there?
Well, those options exist, but they're not widespread and they're also quite expensive. So, you know, if you need a car to get yourself to work and you're on minimum wage, the Moovos and the Ubers and all of those sorts of things are probably out of your price range. So this is about trying to have a community-based scheme that is accessible to everybody. And again, the detail has still to be worked out yet, but how we actually do, you know, as to how we actually do that and how we provide access to people. But the point is that it's another way of doing things to give them access to a vehicle when they need one. And the whole point is that if it's not affordable, it's not going to work.
Okay, that's all the questions I have. Is there any further comments you'd like to make?
Not really. I just think it was the forum itself was looking not just at car finance, but also at alternative banking products, emergency savings, extending microfinance options into vulnerable communities. So a lot of options, because we recognise that responsible lenders often can't help people who are really struggling because of the very fact that they're struggling. They can't meet the repayment criteria for loans and all of that sort of thing. For a responsible lender to help them, and unfortunately, that then drives them into, you know, if people are desperate, it drives them further into the dodgy lending sector of town, and we want to prevent that. So, you know, coming up with other alternatives and ways that we can all work together to help people in those areas, I think it's a really exciting initiative, and I think, you know, we've got three concrete options to explore from the car finance section, it's pretty exciting, I think, and we need to move quickly on it. We can't just sit there and say, well, we came up with three options. Now we've got to flesh them out and make them work.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.